Okay, our next speaker is Mr. Ru Yang. Okay, he's from Auburn University and is going to talk about calcium uptake of peanut seeds by developmental stage. Mr. Yang, you can use this. I will stand up at 12 o'clock, at 12 minutes, yes. At about 12 minutes, and then you have 1 to 2 minutes to run.
Okay. Thank you for the introduction. First, I'd like to give a brief introduction to peanut calcium nutrition. Peanut is native to South America and is now widely grown in tropical and subtropical areas all over the world. Even though it's called peanut, it's actually a legume. The two subspecies of peanut can be further divided into four commercial types in the United States. The Yarnell type accounts for about 80% of the total peanut acreage in the United States. It's mainly grown in the southeastern coastal plain area, including Alabama and Georgia. Peanut has a very unique pollen development pattern. After pollination and fertilization, the ovary forms a stalk-like structure called the peg, as shown in picture 2. Then the peg moves downward past the soil. In the pegging zone, the peg will enlarge, form a pod, and finally mature peanut. Calcium is an essential nutrient for plants. It plays key roles in cell wall structure, sex tension, osmoregulation, and serves as a second messenger. Calcium is especially critical for peanut production. Lack of calcium could cause undeveloped pores, darkened bloomule, and pod rot. All this could result in poor yield and a substandard grade. Peanut pores can only get calcium from surrounding soils for two main reasons. The first one is, after the peg has entered the soil, there will be no functional transpiration, so it does not have access to xylem transporting nutrients. The other one is because calcium is generally not mobile in phloem. Surface soil in the southeastern coastal plain are sandy, well-drained, and friable, which provides optimal physical conditions for peanut production. However, those soils are naturally low in calcium. Therefore, addition of calcium supplements is a common practice to increase soil calcium. Gypsum and lime are the most widely used calcium supplements, but there's always debate over which one is better, even though each of them has advantages and disadvantages. Gypsum has a higher solubility, so it's more available to peanuts, but it's also subject to leaching. Lime has lower solubility, but it stays longer in the soil. Optimum peanut pore development requires exceptionally higher amount of calcium than that for proper vegetative growth. Early studies show that the critical period for calcium uptake is within the first 30 days after pegging, and during this time, up to 92% of calcium can be absorbed. However, a recent research using currently produced peanut cultivars suggests calcium is actually absorbed by pods throughout development until final maturity. And this research also suggests seed calcium remains relatively steady within the four weeks before harvest. These evidence indicate seed calcium concentration is potentially a good indicator of seed quality. However, this study was only conducted at one single soil calcium conditions and may not reflect distribution across a wide range of soil calcium conditions. Therefore, the objective of this study is to evaluate the effect of cultivar, sapling time, maturity class, and seed calcium treatments on seed weight, seed calcium concentration, and total seed calcium over a range of soil calcium conditions. And by doing this, hopefully we can answer the following two questions. This study was conducted at the Wiregrass Research Extension Center in Southern Alabama in 2012 and 2014. Distributions of each site year is listed there here. For each site year, the experiment design was split plot design with four replications. The main plot factor was calcium treatments, including untreated control, gypsum at 500 pounds per acre and 1,000 pounds per acre, and lime at 1,000 pounds per acre. Subplot factor was peanut cultivars. Two of the most popular runner type peanuts in the southeast, Georgia O6G and Georgia Greener, were used. Peanut samples were taken at 4 weeks and 2 weeks before harvest and right before harvest. Peanut maturity class was determined by house grift method. Basically, peanut plants were hand pulled from the field and pods were removed from the plants. Then we pressure washed the pods to reveal the mesocarp, the color of the mesocarp layer. Based on color and morphological difference of the mesocarp, peanut pores can be further divided into five different material classes, ranging from yellow one to blank. First, let's compare the two cultivars. Georgia O6G has had a significantly higher seed weight than Georgia Greener. This is rather self-evident because Georgia O6G is a large seed variety, while Georgia Greener was a medium seed variety. However, despite size difference, the two cultivars accumulate similar amount of calcium in seed. Therefore, the large seed Georgia O6G has lower seed calcium concentration than the other one. Since seed calcium concentration is positively correlated to germination, the large seed Georgia O6G may need more calcium to bring up the seed calcium concentration to above the critical level. There's a significant cultivar by sampling interaction for seed weight, seed calcium concentration, and total seed calcium. Even though the statistical letters are not quite the same between the two cultivars, the trend was similar. From 4 weeks before harvest to harvest, seed weight, seed calcium concentration, and total seed calcium were significantly increased. This indicates developing pores absorbed calcium until final maturity. Our results support the previous study by Hao in 2012. There's also some significant sample time by maturity class interaction. As peanut pores getting more mature from the yellow one class to the blank class, the seed weight never stopped increasing. And during this time, the pores kept absorbing calcium proportionally. So therefore, the seed calcium concentration actually remains relatively steady. If we check the other two sampling times, we saw similar trends. And this relatively consistent seed calcium concentration indicates that early determination of seed calcium could provide the producers an early estimate of seed quality. So when people are trying to compare which calcium supplements is more effective, peanut yield and grade are the first parameters that come to mind. However, based on our field study, you can see that the poor correlations between soil calcium and peanut yield and grade. When the soil levels is about 100 ppm, which is a critical value for peanut production in Alabama, you barely see any response from yield or peanut grade. However, when you check correlations between seed calcium and soil calcium, you see a much better correlations. Even when the soil level is above 150, which is the critical level, seed calcium concentration can further increase to a level that is above the critical level. So when your field has a higher soil calcium level than the critical level, you should use seed calcium concentration as an indicator of seed quality. In the following slides, I'll talk about this using seed calcium concentration as an indicator. So statistically, there's no difference between gypsum and lime when applied at 1,000 pounds per acre. But if you check the actual numbers, gypsum tends to have better seed calcium concentration and total seed calcium than lime. When compared to the untreated control, only gypsum significantly improved seed calcium concentration and total seed calcium, but lime did not. When we check about the treatment by maturity class interaction, we saw the similar trend. There's no statistically significant difference between gypsum and lime when applied at 1,000 pounds per acre. But when compared to the control, gypsum gives significantly higher seed calcium concentration and total seed calcium. This trend is especially true when you don't have irrigation for your field. For example, in 2014, the rainfall is significantly lower than the average. At the non-irrigated field, we can see gypsum significantly improved seed calcium concentration and total seed calcium of all the maturity class. the lion did not. So there are a few take-home points. George Greener and George Osuji accumulate similar amounts of calcium in seed, but the large seed, George O6G, showed a lower seed calcium concentration. Gypsum and lime are equally effective calcium supplements, but gypsum is highly recommended for non-irrigated field. Since seed calcium concentration is positively correlated to germination and remains relatively steady within the 4 weeks before harvest, early determination of seed calcium concentration could provide seed producers a pre-harvest estimate of seed quality. So here's a few perspectives for future study. In our study, we found 4 weeks before harvest is a proper time to do the seed calcium determination. However, the earliest possible sampling time needs to be determined. Also, since calcium was absorbed across maturity class until final maturity, whether application of calcium supplements at mid-season or late season could increase peanut yield grade or seed calcium concentration needs to be determined. Thanks to the continuous support of National Peanut Board, Alabama and Georgia Peanut Producers Association, thanks to the support of all the staff at Wiregrass Station and all the technicians and students from Auburn University Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Sciences. I'd like to take questions.
So we have a good amount of time for any questions from the audience. Questions?
Yes, sir. Yes, that's 1,000 pounds per acre. Yeah, this is what peanut farmers usually do. They apply 1,000 pounds per acre gypsum or lime to the field at early bloom.
More questions? Not Mr. Yang, thank you very much.
Thank you.